Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, why reason in your hearts? Why wrestle about this? Whether is easier to say your sins be forgiven you or to say rise up and walk? Amen. The words of the Master recorded for us for generations. Which one, notice he didn't say which one's harder. He didn't say which one's harder. What did he say? Which one's easier? Why? Because they're both easy. They're both easy. It's easy to be forgiven. It's easy to be healed. Now you say that, and a lot of folk could go, well, no, now, you know, it is easy to be forgiven. But man, I've been wrestling on this healing thing for 15 years. There's people been wrestling about forgiveness for years too. Mm-mm. Jesus said, which one is easier? You got a problem with me saying he's forgiven. Well, which one's easier? To say your sins be forgiven you? Or to say, get up, walk, be healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, which one's easier? Which one's easier? But he said, in order, verse 24, that you may know that the Son of Man, now not Son of God, Son of Man, has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of the palsy, I say to you, arise, take up your couch, go into your house. Now, according to Jesus, this is just as easy as getting forgiven. In fact, he's saying, in so many words, he's saying, if he doesn't get up, then that's a sign he's not forgiven either. But if he does get up, then you'll know he's forgiven too. Which one's easier? Why would he say which one's easier? Because they are connected to the same source of problem and joined to the same solution in redemption. We haven't been taught this like we should. We haven't meditated on it like we should. Most Christians believe it's easy to be forgiven. But get healed? Not as easy as being forgiven. According to Jesus, it is. If you can be forgiven, you can be healed. If you can be healed, you can be forgiven. He says, which one's easier? The answer is, they're the same. They're the same. Somebody say the same, the same, the same. Do you believe you can be forgiven?
Yes.
Then you can be healed the same way.
Yes.
It's provided the same way. It's received the same way. The enemy has made it confusing. The enemy has tried to obscure this, convolute it. It's quiet in here. In Matthew 9, don't turn there, but in Matthew 9, 6, Amplified, Matthew's account of this same happening, he said it like this in the Amplified, Matthew 9, 6. In order that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins and remit the penalty. Forgive sin and remit the penalty. Well, if the sin is forgiven, there should be no penalty for the sin. If the sin is forgiven, There should be no penalty for the sin. If the sin is fixed, no penalty. Sin problem fixed, penalty problem fixed. Right? Sin problem fixed, sickness problem fixed. Lack problem fixed. Oppression, depression problem fixed. Which one's easier? They are the same. Praise God. Praise God. And verse 25, immediately, this is back to Luke 5 now, he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, forgiven and healed, glorifying God. Does sin glorify God? No, forgiveness does. Does sickness glorify God?
No.
No, healing does. Does being in bondage glorify God? No, deliverance. Does defeat glorify God? No, victory. Victory glorifies God. All those people will tell you something different, but they're wrong. Don't let them deceive you. Immediately, he got up. He did what? What? Yeah, but he's paralyzed. He's paralyzed. Paralyzed people can't get up. Sinful, wicked people can't be righteous. Yeah, they can. Yes, they can by faith in Jesus. Paralyzed people can't get up. Yes, they can by faith in Jesus. Which one's easier? You might say, well, I think the forgiveness is easier. Then you don't understand the seriousness of sin. What did it take to pay for our sins? What did it take for the spirit of a human being to be born again, recreated, cleansed and washed? That's a greater miracle by far than any repair work on an already existing human body. No, it's wrong. People think, well, you know, well, no, forgiveness is easy. Forgiveness is a big thing. And cleansing and washing is a big thing. Hallelujah. And if you can be forgiven, you can be healed. Same way you received your forgiveness is exactly how you receive your healing. Works the same. You don't cleanse yourself and you don't heal yourself. You just receive. It's not your job to fix you. You can't fix you. Don't need to. You got the Lord who fixes you.
Yes.
Go with me to Romans, please. Romans, the 5th chapter. Romans 5:1. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Saved from wrath. It's not his will that any should perish. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Actually, a better word there may be reconciliation. If you look in your margin, most of your margins will say reconciliation. Atonement is actually an Old Testament word. Our sins are not atoned and covered like they were under the old covenant sacrifices. Our sins are washed away.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ha. Verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world. Everybody say sin.
Amen.
Now by that one man, he's talking about Adam. By the first man, by Adam, sin came into the world, and death by sin. The wages of sin is death. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, you read about the account in Genesis. On which day did He create pneumonia? Or smallpox? On which day did God create AIDS? Or cancer? Or heart disease? Which day? Not the first. Not the second. Not the third. Not four, fifth, sixth. He rested on the seventh. When did He create it? Sickness, disease was not deformity, deficiency was not a part of God's original creation. It entered in because of sin. Man sinned, opened the door to the curse and death. Well, when we're talking about sickness, there would never have been any sickness if there had never been any sin. True or not?
True.
There would never have been any poverty, any oppression, depression. There would never have been any sickness if there had never been any sin. It was through sin that death got in. Sickness is incipient death. It is a measure of death working in the body. You get enough sickness in the body, it's dead. Poverty is death. Poverty is death working in your material realm. You get enough poverty in a person's life, they'll literally starve to death for lack of something to eat. Death is the same result. If a lot of poverty will kill you, then a little poverty is not good either.
Amen.
It's the same evil stuff.
Yes.
God is not using death to teach His children. If God approved of poverty and sickness and these things, then He would also be approving of what let them in. What brought them in? Sin. Like one individual said, sickness, all these things, is the foul offspring of its father Satan and its mother sin. It's not the work of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me